My time is your time.
This is the new Rudy Valley Show.
Your time is my time.
There's no time like our time, and no one like you.
This is a musical comedy show, started with stars of the radio, having a whimsical sort of a plot,
in which Rudy believes that he's someone he's not.
Before we begin, we think you should know the name of the sponsor who's backing the show. The sealed test system of laboratory protection that brings you dairy products of purity and perfection. Now for you listeners from Boston to Valley, here is your host for the next half hour, Rudy Valley.
Hi-ho, everybody. This is Rudy Valley bidding you welcome. Gaiety is the order of the evening, and toward that end, we have in our company such mirth provokers as the Clown Prince, the Prize Ring, Slapsy Maxie Rosenbloom, the gravel voiced Andy Devine, and that grand comedian of fluttery, Mary Boland. In addition to these features, come in. Oh, it's you, Rosenbloom.
Gee, boss, I'm sorry I'm late. It's my brother, Mo.
What's the matter with Mo?
He's having a baby.
Your brother is having a baby?
Yeah, everything happens to Mo at once. His wife's in the hospital, too. Poor Mo.
I suppose when the child is born, Mo will be right there handing out cigars.
Ah, little babies don't smoke. Come on, boss. Hop on a table and I'll give you your rubdown.
Fine. By the way, Maxie, are you doing any fighting this season?
Can't tell yet. How about you? Now, just lay back, Mr. Valley, and relax. Relax.
Say, that feels good.
You know, boss, you ain't got such a bad build.
Bad? Why, down at the gym, they refer to me as Chef Valley and his rippling muscles.
I'll go. What you want, kid?
Mr. Valley left this book in the studio.
Oh, thanks.
And there's a telephone message for Maxie Rosenbloom.
What is it?
Mo called and said, not yet.
Poor Mo. Hey, boss, what you reading? What's the book?
It's a biography of Columbus.
Columbus? Boy, did I have a great fight in that town. I fought a guy once...
No, Maxie. You don't understand. I'm talking about Christopher Columbus, the man who said the world was round.
What a dope.
But, Maxie, the world is round. You must know that. Didn't you ever go to school?
Sure. What do you think I am, a dope?
What do you think?
I think I'm a dope.
Ah, Maxie, that Columbus was a man, a dreamer, an adventurer, whom ship's bells beckoned to distant lands. His father wanted him to be a weaver, but always in his ears he heard the sound of strange voices and the ringing of bells.
I know the feeling. Punchy.
Seriously, Maxie, sometimes I can almost imagine myself as Columbus, sailing triumphantly back to Isabella. Just imagine having a queen sell her jewels for you. Oh, turn out the light, Maxie, will you? I think I'll catch a little shut-eye.
Okay, boss. Gee, the boss is going to sleep.
The men are very impatient. If you don't raise the money soon, you'll have no crew.
I'll speak to them. Men, in these troublesome hours, you have been most loyal to me, and I am grateful. People say that I am a fool, an idiot, a dreamer. But I ask you, am I a fool? Am I an idiot? Am I a dreamer? Am I? Student.
Yes.
Thank you. Come in. Ah, Second Mate Rosenbloom, last you've returned from the loan office. Did you get the money to finance our trip to America?
Do I look like I got the money?
No.
Then I didn't get the money.
Let's call the trip off.
Count me out.
Count me out.
Count me out, too.
And what about you, Rosenblum? Do you also want to be counted out?
What round is it?
We don't believe the world is round.
We haven't any money.
We'll never make it.
Let's call it off.
Wait, man, wait. Come back. You say it would be a miracle to prove the world is spherical. Consensus indicates that it is flat. Each nation and dominion concurs in the opinion that Christopher is talking through his hat. And yet I have a hankering to do this bit of anchoring to prove to every doubting diplomat that the world is on an axis, and it's only exorbitant taxes that gives the world the feeling that it's flat.
But you can't discover America by posting up the bluff. We need financial aid, for we must buy a lot of stuff.
I know a lovely lady who might let me have it on the cuff.
You do?
Yes, yes.
Who?
Oh, why? Queenie, 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 Isabella, Bella, 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 Bella. She won't begrudge it. I believe that she's a philanthropic Cinderella who would gladly help a certain fellow balance his budget. I'll woo her, merci beaucoup her. I'll make love to her till she says, Chris, please take these chips, kid. Go buy those chips, kid.
Get a wiggle on your hips, kid.
I'll be back in a flash with the cash.
But Columbus, you run great risk with King Ferdinand.
Yes, indeed I do. Ferdinand is a proud and haughty tyrant.
He rules Spain with an iron hand.
Yes, I can see him now as he stalks through the castle, his noble voice fairly rocking the castle walls.
Isabella! Oh, Isabella!
Oh, Ferdinand, for heaven's sake, stop running around the castle in your nightshirt. And put away your snuggle bear.
Well, I can't get dressed till your old man gets out of the bathtub. He's been in there for 6 days.
That's Ferdinand. That's not the only bathtub in the castle.
Well, it's the only one with sailboats.
Get out of my boudoir. Go someplace. Go to your cabinet meeting.
Well, I was there 3 times today, but they wouldn't let me in. Besides, Isabella, I don't like the way you're running this place. But look at these bills. 50 pieces of 8 for a hat, 100 pieces of 8 for a dress, 200 pieces of 8 for an evening wrap. It just can't go on like this.
Why not?
We'll wind up behind the pieces of 8 ball.
Well, if you need more money, why don't you tax the people?
Oh, they're already taxed beyond endurance.
Well, tax them again. I've got to get enough money to pay my plastic surgeon. He's going to make me beautiful.
Well, if I tax the people that much, there'll be a revolution.
Oh, get out of here and let me take my beauty sleep.
And I know why you want to be beautiful. You ain't fooling me.
Just what do you mean?
The fleet's in. That's what I mean. And if that vagabond lover of yours, that Christopher Columbus, comes hanging around here again, I'll...
Who told you about Columbus and me?
Benedict Arnold. Anyway, who does this Columbus think he is? What is his great attraction?
Oh, Ferdinand. He's tall and romantic. And what a dancer.
A dancer?
Oh, yes. He does the most graceful minuet and a beautiful gavotte.
Yeah, well, what has he gavot that I haven't gavot?
Plenty. He appeals to me through his heart. He speaks to me through his eyes. And he sings to me...
Through his nose.
Now, look, Freddy. It's time for Chris to arrive. Now, I promise you I'll get rid of him. Just leave us alone for a couple of weeks.
Oh, well, now I can't. Oh, all right. But where can I go? The Prime Minister won't let me in the cabinet meeting. Where can I go? Where can I go?
Oh, have I got an answer for that? There's Columbus now, down in the garden. You better leave, Freddy.
All right, I'll leave, but I'll peek.
Oh, Christopher. L'amour, l'amour. Toujours l'amour. Imagine finding you here in my boudoir again.
I could show the world how to smile. I could be glad
I could change the gray skies to blue if I had you. I could leave the old days behind, leave all my pals I'd never mind. I could start my life all anew if I had you. I could climb the snow-capped mountains, sail the mighty ocean wide. I could cross the burning desert if I had you by my side. I could be a king, dear, uncrowned, humble or poor, rich or renowned. There is nothing I couldn't do if I had you.
Your Majesty, I am but humble in your regal presence.
Oh, you look so handsome kneeling there. You have such beautiful hair. Where did you ever get those locks?
I didn't go to Yale for nothing.
Enough of that, my vagabond lover. Tell me, why did you come to see me tonight?
Just to be near you. Each time you speak, my mind is oblivious to all else. My whole world is filled with twittering birds.
I know the feeling, Punchy. But come, Columbus, come, sit down.
Thank you, my good Queen Isabella. Oh,
just call me Liz. Oh, it's so comfy here, just we two.
Tell me, Isabella, is the king coming back, or can we ad lib?
The king is in the counting house, counting out Rosenbloom.
Good. Now look, Isabella, the real purpose of my mission here tonight is to ask you to finance my trip to discover America.
Oh, is that all I mean to you? Money.
Fair Isabella, I would not have you consider my mission mercenary. Let us think for a moment of our love. That's long enough. Now, how about the money?
I'm sorry, but our treasury is depleted. Our exchequer is defunct. Our funds have been liquidated. In other words, old boy, the king and I are flat on our thrones.
But what about your jewels?
My jewels? My precious royal crown jewels? Hey, that's not a bad idea. I'll hock the ice.
Yes, Your Majesty?
Summon the Chancellor of the Exchequer.
His Excellency, the Lone Arranger. Don Pedro Felipe Carlos Manuelo Jose Shapiro.
You want me?
Yes.
You got me.
Don Pedro, I want to borrow some money on the royal jewel.
Well, I'm an easy man to deal with. What's your proposition?
Well, I...
Impossible.
But
ridiculous.
Now, look.
You insult me. Take it or leave it. No, you're talking.
See here, my good man. You can't speak that way to the Queen.
Who are you, a sailor?
I'm Christopher Columbus.
If you're Christopher Columbus, I'll eat my hat.
But he is Christopher Columbus.
Delicious.
Listen, Shorty. Here are my jewels.
And I need $25,000. Do I get it or don't I?
I'll give you the answer in one word. Positively no.
But positively no is two words.
All right, so you got a bargain.
Now, wait a minute. Wait a minute. These jewels are worth $175,000. What do you give me for?
$6.
Listen, you. Either we get $25,000 for the jewels...
Impossible.
Or you have your head chopped off.
You just closed the deal. Goodbye. Good luck. Why, it's a pleasure to deal with people you can reason.
Here's the money, Chris, and good luck to you.
Thank you, fair queen. I shall never forget your generosity.
It costs me a lot, but there's one thing that I've got. It's Columbus. Chris Columbus! Two or three ships at sea. that he wheedled out of me. But I love him.
Oh.
If he isn't true, with all that mush, he makes me blush.
I'll lawyer flush.
Isabel, you know you jest. Come be my guest. Sail with all expenses paid for. By seal test, and the history books will show I owe you dough forevermore. History books also show that in the days of Columbus, life was so beset with dangers that an average lifetime was only 21 years. Here, in 1940, you may reasonably expect to live three times that long. Because those mighty men in white, the immortal Louis Pasteur, the great Joseph Lister, August Bering, and many others, devoted their lives to protect and prolong human life. All over America, in more than 100 seal test laboratories, worthy followers are carrying on where these immortal scientists left off. To safeguard the purity of milk, ice cream, and other dairy products. You'd be amazed at the many tests and inspections, the ceaseless vigil over quality and purity carried on by these seal test men in white in local dairy and ice cream plants. Here is no single laboratory working alone, but a unit in a great network of laboratories. And every laboratory has the advantages of all the pooled research of the entire seal test laboratory system. Is it any wonder, then, that millions of housewives insist upon dairy products which bear the red and white seal test symbol? That symbol is added assurance of fresh, pure, wholesome milk and creamy, delicious, high-quality ice cream. After I finish Discovering America, I'll tell you, all of our listeners, where to buy seal test approved products. I'd like especially to have all of you try that delicious ice cream strawberry pie, the seal test approved dessert of the month. But now, back to the Atlantic Ocean in 1492. Avast, second mate Rosenblum.
What is it, Columbus?
Read me the chart. The men demand to know our position.
Position. We just crossed the 24th parallel, 43 degrees southwest of the 86th longitude, and exactly 32 degrees northwest by east of the 88th meridian.
What does that mean?
Boy, are we lost.
See how that checks with our previous position. Read the log.
Log. 38 days at sea, waves high, queen low. 39 days at sea, rum low, queen high.
Rosenblum, our provisions are running very low. From now on, everybody on this ship goes on half rations.
I heard that, Columbus. You ain't going to cut down on my groceries. As king, I demand to know exactly how much food have we got left.
Let's see. According to the log, we have 40 sides of beef, 100 legs of mutton, 1,000 pounds of cheese, 300 pheasants, and half a jar of Miracle Whip.
Well, I'm hungry. Give me some food right now.
Very well. Second Mate Rosenblum, go below and bring up the king's mess.
That's a fine way to talk about the queen.
Captain, sir, if the captain please.
What is it, Bosun?
I was taking the soundings, sir, and I fished out this strange-looking bottle.
Let me have it.
Hey, boss, here's a note in the bottle.
A note? What does it say?
Not yet. Sign Mo.
Skipper ahoy! Skipper ahoy!
What is it, Ferdy?
Row approaching off the starboard bow!
Skipper trims the sail! Row ahoy!
Ahoy! Ahoy! Ahoy! Yo, 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 yo.
Well, 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 bless my soul if it isn't Don Pedro Felipe Carlos Manuelo Shapiro.
Look, he knows me. Who are you, sailor?
I'm Christopher Columbus.
Hey, if you're Columbus, I'll eat my shirt.
But he is Christopher Columbus.
Starchy, isn't it?
Don Pedro, what are you doing way out here?
I'm now a salesman for Spencer Spiegel's special speedy Spiegelglass spyglass. Supposing you were sporting a speaking span special speedy Spiegelglass spyglass.
Well, supposing.
Sporty, ain't it?
What's so special about a Spencer Spiegel speedy Spiegel Spiegelglass spyglass?
You were asking me what's so special about a speaking span Spencer Spiegel speedy Spiegelglass spyglass?
Yes.
Well, with a genuine special glass Spiegel span Spiegel Oh, forget it. I'm also selling razor blades.
Let's be serious, Don Pedro. What are you doing here in the middle of the ocean?
Well, Columbus, I'll tell you. I'm on my way to New York. I got to be there by the 17th of March. Got to be there.
What for?
Sure, and I've got the Shamrock concession at the St. Patrick's Day parade.
Uh-huh. 42 days at sea, and what to do? Provisions low, unrest among the men. Sometimes I don't know whether to go on or to turn back. And then I hear a strange, disturbing voice.
Oh, Christy.
That's it.
Oh, Christy, isn't this cozy? Just you and I. And a few inhibitions.
Isabella, I'm a very busy man. Why don't you find somebody else in the boat? Why don't you find a few sailors?
Say, where are they?
Most of them are forward.
Ah, yes, yes, bless the heart.
Why, Isabella, I'm surprised.
Oh, don't get me wrong. Remember, I'm a queen. Do I look as if I was man-crazy? Do I look as if I'd throw myself at a common sailor?
No.
Well, I would.
Isabella, think of your position as queen. Think of the 3 million men of Spain. What would they say if they could see you now?
You mean to say there are 3 million men in Spain?
Yes.
Well, this is a fine time to tell me.
Fine talk for a queen. Isabella, you're old enough to know better than that.
Oh, I don't know. After all, I'm on the sunny side of 40.
The sunny side of 40?
Well, I'll admit the last 20 years has been a little cloudy.
Isabella, you may as well know once and for all, a romance between you and me is absolutely out of the question. Our little game is over.
Christy, don't be hasty. Remember what Confucius says.
What?
Confucius says, when king is below deck and queen have jack, he who refuses to play is dummy.
Now, wait a minute, Isabella.
Ah, there you are, Columbus, with my wife again. You dirty double-crosser.
I don't want your wife. Take her back.
Oh, you dirty double-crosser.
Hey, boss! Look, look!
There's a smoke signal on the horizon.
The smoke is making wood.
What do the words say?
Not yet. Sign mo.
Where's the smoke coming from?
It's land. Land.
Land of the lover's
land! Land of the lover's land!
Shovels and picks, start making lumber and bricks. We've got a job to do.
We've got a job to do.
Let's blaze a trail through the plains and lay some tracks for the trains. We've got a job to do.
We're gonna see it through. We're gonna mine that iron ore for motor cars.
Yes, 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 oh,
yeah. We've got to build a Hollywood.
Sprinkle with stars. Get out those hammers and saws. Begin that building because we've got a job to do.
We've got a job to do.
Start raising cattle and wheat.
Why, sure, we all gotta eat.
We've got a job to do.
We're gonna see it through. Let's all establish residence and start electing president. We've all got a job.
Democrats and technocrats and plutocrats in high silk hats, bureaucrats and acrobats are side by side in duplex flats.
Automats and baseball bats and rheostats and thermostats, blazing gas and diving cats and radio and fireside chats. Hooray! Hooray! This is the dawn! Open the gates for the event, whether
they fall! We'll call this America, haven of the free.
From Frisco to Maine,
hey, hey.
Freedom.
ham and egg bills and vitamin pills and cellophane.
Corn and zephyrs, corn-fed heifers, novocaine.
We'll call it America, haven of the free.
We'll have conventions of great dimension in which the GOP and Franklin D. can name invasion. No matter who may win or lose, we have the right to choose.
Yes, Ferdinand?
Well, gee, at last we're in America, Chris. When are you going to let us know where we can buy that delicious ice cream strawberry pie?
This very minute, Ferdinand. And I'm sure you'll find it a dessert fit for a king. Here we go to all of those communities where seal test approved milk and ice cream are sold. Ready.
Hey, boss! Wake up! Wake up!
What is it? Where am I?
You've been asleep, boss. You've been relapsing.
Maxie, I just discovered America. I'll go down in history. I can still hear the cheers of the people ringing in my ears.
I know the feeling. Punchy.
But you were with me, Maxie, with Isabella and the king, King Ferdinand.
Ferdinand? You mean Ferdinand got to be a king?
Yes.
Boy, you sure go places with that guy Walt Disney.
Ah, but it's all been a dream, Maxie. I'm not Columbus after all. I'm just Rudy Valley.
Who's Rudy Valley?
I'm Rudy Valley.
If you're Rudy Valley, I'll eat my shoes.
But he is Rudy Valley.
Filly of soul.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for making my time your time. And in between time, please remember to look for that red and white seal test symbol when you buy milk, ice cream, and other dairy products. You are all invited to be the guest of Seal Test again next Thursday night. And our thanks to Mary Boland for her gracious Queen Isabella, to Andy Devine for his dynamic King Ferdinand, and to Slapsy Maxie Rosenblum for a perfect impersonation of Maxie Rosenblum.
Oh, Mr. Valley... Here's that book on Julius Caesar that you sent for.
Julius Caesar, eh?
Yes, sir.
Thank you. I'll take it home to read. And until next Thursday, ladies and gentlemen, this is Rudy Valley saying au revoir and good night.
Seal Test Incorporated and its member companies are under one common ownership. This is the National Broadcasting Company.